following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes, and beat it right along.
One of the changes that I'm going to embrace, even though it's terrifying, as all changes to your auntie, one of the changes that's going to happen as we enter into week.
You're flying. You're great.
Thank you. As we enter into year five, one of the changes is that I am making a concerted effort in all of my online lives, in all of my online relationships, to eliminate...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're flying, you're great.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 990 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of November, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Yo, we've got voice letters. And we're heading down into the Fat Cave. About damn time, Big Freddy. Hello, poopers. Big Freddy, please. Where did that come from? Well, y'all, if you're going to be an eliminator, then you're going to be a pooper. Big Freddy, you are so right. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, too, I say Tuesday was an unusual day for the Fat One because, y'all, you know, I had two medicinal appointments on two, I say, Tuesday. And, of course, y'all, I had to fast before they check the gravy to blood balance in my blood. So they were checking on that cholesterol, and so they had to get that done. And y'all, then right after that, I had to go to El Dentisto. So y'all, I couldn't eat between the two of them because I didn't want to have, you know, all that stuff in my teeth, in the teethies. And I got to the coal mine about 11:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, then I had me a little lunch, had a little barbecue poke, and y'all, it was good. But y'all, I came home and I took a little fiber, and y'all, I needed to lay down for just a minute, because, you know, I had not had my coffee on Tuesday morning, so y'all, I was sluggish. Y'all, speaking of that noise, I am working with Steve in the y'all, he's been asking me if there are some new things that Big Fatty would like to add to the soundboard on the BFO app, and I said yes. And so y'all, I'm gonna solicit your help. If there's something that is not currently on the BFO app soundboard that you think ought to be on there, send Big Fatty a little note, a little message, a little cellular telephonic device message or something, y'all. Let me know. But y'all, do it quick, cause you know the time, it is a fleeting, and a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. So y'all, I got lots of people sending me what do you call it? They were sending me the yeah, I'm still not awake. They're sending me the link to a new bacon lubricant, y'all. And y'all, I gotta tell you something. Big Fatty does love the Bafrin, but y'all, there's just something vulgar about this. You know, there's some things that go unexplained. Things go unexplained. Anyway, y'all, this is one of them that I just think it's vulgar. I just think that it's vulgar. Y'all, nobody, I mean, you know, puppet shows and all shouldn't be mixed with good bacon. Y'all, as neither should, fucking. And y'all, speaking of fucking... Yeah, Gussie, y'all, once again, November is the exiting of the birth canal month because there's lots of fucking going on in February. And y'all, today is no exception. Y'all, we have not one, but two exiting of the birth canal celebrations today. Y'all, our first one is from Yaz Mama Doo, and y'all, oh, Yabba Dabba Doo is just excited to hear her name being mentioned on the BFO. Y'all, there may be some sort of inappropriate touching or something. I don't know. I just don't know, but Yabba Dabba Doo, I hope that you get to slide down the old... dinosaurs, Big Penny, what the hell are you talking about? And have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, the other one today is that George in Atlanta. And y'all, George in Atlanta, y'all, you know, he's doing that, month of pooping out a podcast. And I've got 150 podcasts in my little what is that thing called, the diamond. And y'all, I'm trying to catch up, but y'all, it'll be February. Y'all, I'll probably be ready to do some fucking by the time I finish all these pop. My Big Fanny, please.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me. That's Mr. Larry H. Vader. You know, you mentioned on one of your more recent... Well, you've been saying a lot of ignorant ass stuff, but on one of your more recent shows, you were like, oh, if I could do anything, I would retire. Well, Big Fatty, let's be honest here. You can do that. And in fact, I encourage it, and I have started a petition at the coal mines, and, well, it's pretty much 100% sign rate. So just wanted to let you know, and you're fat. Okay, bye-bye now.
Oh, Jack, I see y'all. That is the one and only old Vader. And y'all, he may have started a petition, but he got the heck out of town. And let me just speak directly to old Vader here. Now, partner, let me tell you something. I know you are out of town until the end of the month, but you just remember Big Fatty is here and I'm holding down the fort. And I don't have any idea what any of that means, but anyway. Big Fatty, you're talking like you're Mexican.
Hello, Von Zapedes. Apparently, I am not eligible to be a lurker because I'm a podcaster. But since I am a listener too, I'd like to ask the Beaver and the Baconhead, how many episodes of this show do I have to skip to be considered at least a little bit of a lurker, if not a pod lurker? Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gus. Dear Gussie, y'all, that is that Hat M, from the Angry Panties, and y'all, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I just, y'all, y'all, what is he? He's not legible to be a lurker. Y'all, is there a handwriting neatness quiz or something for that? I don't know. I just don't, y'all. I don't know. So, y'all, I am going to forward the call. I'm going to forward the call to Beaver and Bacon, our attorneys, here at the BFO, Beaver and Bacon, and have them look into this legal matter, y'all, because you know all the Mexicans should be legible. To be a lurker, and y'all, I just don't know. So y'all, if you ever, by the way, I might just mention, if you're ever in a situation where you need legal advice, don't forget to call on our counselors, our solicitors, Beaver and Bacon. Y'all, they work for what do beavers eat? I don't know. They work for fish. Yes, Big Freddy, please.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Freddy.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
This is into the BFO El Dentisto desk.
Big Freddy's got to go back to El Dentisto on Monday to get a filling replaced.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, let me just tell you, y'all, it's been a while since we've been down here talking about the quiz programs, but y'all... Monday night on the dancing, y'all, they're down to the last four contestants, and that is that Ricky Lake and that AJ Martinez, RJ, I don't remember what his name is, and that that Kardashian boy. And that soccer player, the Hope Solo, and y'all, let me—they had to do three dances on Monday night. But y'all, let me tell you, there were words spoken between that Maxim and Lynn Goodman. I didn't like it. A couple of weeks ago, and y'all, last night there were words between Maxim and Hope and Carrie Ananaba. Oh, it was, y'all, there was a chill in the air, and y'all, then on the results night, they always go back, and you know, they recode everything that's said, and y'all, you get to hear some of the snide comments that don't go out over the air on Monday night. Oh, dear Gussie, I can't wait. Can't wait to hear what the comments are all about on that one. Now, y'all, also, you know, that new quiz program, You Deserve It, it debuted on Tuesday night. And, y'all, I haven't seen it yet, but it's something about you win all kinds of cash prizes and then you give it away to somebody that deserves it. And, y'all, it's like the Make-A-Wish. And except the people aren't dying of the cancer or something. But anyway, and y'all, then later tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, it is time for the for the Survivor, and y'all, that nerdy boy, Cochran. Y'all, he seems to be He seems to be kind of controlling. He's the kind of the puppeteer, y'all. Big Fatty, did you teach him a thing or two? There's three of the strong men's players over at the Redemption Center. And, y'all, they're trying to get back in the game. But, y'all, I don't know how this one's going to turn out. I really don't know how it's going to turn out. It just seems odd. But, y'all, I got to tell you something. I am dropping a quiz program. And, y'all, some will say, oh, Big Freddy, that's breaking news. But, y'all, I am dropping a quiz program because, y'all, quite frankly, I don't like that X Factor show. Y'all, I don't know what it is, but it seems too rehearsed, maybe, or predetermined or something like that. I don't know, but it just seems to be predictable is the word. And y'all, I mean, I could have pointed out 75% of the ones they were going to have on the live shows. Like, you knew they were going to have that drug addict boy on there. And, you know, damn good and well I'm not going to say, but anyway, I just don't care for it. And y'all, there's a hint of meanness on there. And y'all, it is not the old day Simon, putting the truth out there and laying it on the line, and you'd sit there and say, yes, I agree with you. Y'all, there's just a thread of meanness in there. Y'all, we don't need any extra meanness in our lives. No, Big Freddy, you just don't need any extra meanness. Y'all, I'm away back from El Dentisto today. I went by the P.O. Box, but I'm not going to play the money. Big Freddy, you're not going to play the money or the music. And y'all, that was a card, and y'all, it is a Crema card. And, you know, I'm not opening those yet because, y'all, it's just still too early to open a Crema card. But, y'all, it is from Point Bryson, Illinois. So if you have sent Big Fatty a Crema card from Point Bryson, Illinois, yes, Big Fatty, spit it out. Know that Big Fatty has received it. And, y'all, I'm going to sit it over here with the rest of the cards that I've got over here. So, anyway, y'all, I almost caught up on the bacon calendar yesterday, but I didn't quite get there, so I'm going to go ahead today. Y'all, this is one that the old white boy out there in San Diego might want. It's the bacon wrap dates. Y'all, he's always looking for a date. Preheat the broiler, cut open the pitted date. Oh, that's a different kind of date. Cut open pitted dates of an 8-ounce package and stuff them with a cube of cheddar. Oh, dang, I see. Cube cheddar cheese from a 10-ounce package. Wrap each date with a quarter of a bacon slice. Secure with a toothpick and broil for 15 minutes on a baking sheet. Well, at least you can get a date. Big Fatty! Michael from October Road says, not true. I think we can do much better. Nothing beats a live testimonial. It's like I always said, if you can't deliver the bacon, bring them the pig. Well, there you go, Big Freddy. You're bringing them the pig, just like you do 5 days a week. 300, wait, Big Freddy, you're just confused. You're as confused as the Vons.
You're flying, you're great.
Yes, thank you so much, conscience. Bye-bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.